Turn with me this morning to the first book of the Ephesian letter. Paul's letter to the saints and the faithful at Ephesus. I've read this over and over, this chapter. Every time I read it, I wonder at these things. And what I wonder about it is why men could get so crossed up in their belief. Well, we got through another anniversary, and Betty did make me a cake. So I guess I'm going to have to keep her at least another year. I didn't have to divorce her. I got a date loaf. I still got some of it left. I'm working on it, though. Christmas, saw another new year, I never thought I'd see 2010, 50 years ago, I thought I never would get here, you know, just getting to 2000, I thought that'd be some kind of mark, now we at 10, well, it's all in the purposes of God. Amen. So it's good. I'm going to read this whole chapter and just have some commentary along the way here. It said, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God. Certainly that's the only way you ever become an apostle, wasn't it? He said, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, because blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. I thought about this. People of God sit in heavenly places. Even though heaven hadn't come down, they still are able to sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We've just gone through that season where they say peace on earth and goodwill toward men. And the saints. Now another thing to take note of, that's who the Apostle Paul was writing to. Not the world in general. They'll never see any peace. But people of God, the faithful in Christ Jesus, have that rest and they sit in heavenly places even though they're still in this world. We'd move on, can't we? Certainly we're looking for that city to come down. But in all reality, we have that city. The city where there is peace. Matter of fact, it's even beyond our understanding. It is a great peace. Only way it can be, though, if the Spirit continue to abide with us. It teaches peace and love toward the Lord Jesus Christ. We're at peace with Him. I still like that verse. Therefore, being justified by faith, we're at peace with God. It's a whole different peace than the understanding that this world has. Their peace, they try to bring it on by force. And certainly there is a force that brings on peace. One thing I thought about in these things is the reconciling of the world. This world was created by God Almighty, perfect. And I believe that's what He's set out to do, is to bring that perfection back to creation. He'll make it whole again. He'll make it to be at peace and rest. That's what we're just talking about. There's a rest for the people of God. He said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. That's the reason that we bless Him. Do you understand that man was put in this world for one reason? One reason, no. That he might bless God or praise God. That he might hold Him up above all things. Sometimes we get all tripped up on works. Works won't get you anything. But praising God will. Glorify God. He said, according as He hath chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. And that's what He just said right there. We're to be holy people. And what is holiness? It's the very Spirit of God Almighty. And that's what our praise is. To a holy God. That we might be holy and unblameable. What? In love. We love Him because He first loved us. And we've come to that consciousness of that love. You can't do it by any decision. I don't know what the Armenian does with these things anymore. I know what they used to do with them. They just skip over it. According as He hath chosen us before the foundation. Well, what are you going to do with that? Can't do it. It won't read anything else with it. And then in verse 5, He said, having predestinated. And they say, I don't believe in predestination. Well, why not? It's right here, black and white. How can you deny the Word of God? And you can't. Outside the spirit of the devil. He said, predestined us unto the adoption of children. And I've said before and I'll say it again, I love this word adoption. Adopted. We were outside the family. In the world. but adopted. Unto the adoption of children. Come as a little child. That's the only way man can come. He can't come outside of the calling of God. But you understand the calling of God will make him as a little child. Under the old law, the eldest son received a double portion of inheritance. And we're going to deal with this a little more in a minute. Who is the eldest son? Jesus Christ. He said, by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. I said, starting off, that that's the reason man was created, that he might praise God. And all of this is in the will of God. He said, to the praise and the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us acceptable in the beloved. He's taken us in through adoption and made us sons. But the first son, the head, first one, the eldest, the seed, unless he had left us a seed, that first one, it made us beloved, or beloved, or loved. He said, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. This is another thing. It's so misunderstood today. Man thinks that grace is just laying up here on a table and you can just come get it. Not so. Grace comes from God. Man is unworthy to enter in to that holy of holies and get that grace. Can't get it. Misguarded. Grace is an unmerited favor. Certainly. You can't merit it. You can't do anything. You can't do anything in this world to obtain that grace. Men think today that somehow it can be bought. You just go up and take it, matter of fact. Well, then it's not a gift. Grace. According to his grace. Wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence. Are you wise? And if so, where'd you get that wisdom? It must come from above. Outside of that, there is no wisdom. Having made known unto us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure. Here is this good pleasure again. His. And that's the reason we would receive the adoption. Because it was his good pleasure. Doesn't have anything at all to do with man. Nothing at all. It's all in Christ Jesus, who was the first begotten. He said, which he hath purpose in himself. In other words, he has made an assurance because it's in him that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, just like Paul's right here, just one second. All these dispensations, you get rid of that too. There ain't but one. Certainly there's different things happen different times. Christ came when it was due time, but there wasn't but one dispensation. God set forth night and day until He takes it away. It was put there for man's sake. But there's just one dispensation. Now He's talking about in the fullness of times that He might gather together in one all things. What do you think He's talking about? The whole time period. When He will have totally reconciled everything unto Himself. And it's not going to happen until the fullness of time has come. Certainly we're living in that era, one era of fullness of time. The last days. He might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in Him. It kind of repeats Himself, doesn't it? It's in Him and even in Him. In whom also we have obtained an inheritance. And not only were we adopted, but we have received the inheritance. I want to talk about this inheritance a minute again. The first son, the inheritance. All of us after receive a part of that inheritance. We inherit. But listen, the first inheritance was from God to the son. Say, this is yours. So I'm going to give you all these people. And of whom I give you, there'll not one be left behind or lost. So he received the inheritance. And we're a part of that inheritance. But we inherit also. We receive the inheritance. We have a part in it. Not later. But now, it better be now. If you wait until later, you're not going to have an inheritance. You must inherit now. If there be any inheritance, it must be now. Being predestinated. Huh. Here's this word again. According to the purpose of Him who worketh all things after the counsel of His own will. There ain't nothing getting by Him. It'd be exactly according to the pattern. That's what told them when they're going to build a temple. He said, build it exactly according to the pattern. You can't deviate, not one stitch. He said, in whom He also trusted. After that ye heard the word of truth. That's what we were just talking about, wasn't it? The gospel of your salvation. In whom also after that ye believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. I like His seal. Locked up. Got the mark. There's some going to have the mark of the beast. There's some going to have the mark, the seal of God. Where it's going to be? In the heart. Sealed up. You might want to turn sometimes to 2 Corinthians, 1st chapter, and I think it's around verse 20, and he talks about this sealing there. Sealed up. He said, which is the earnest of our inheritance until redemption. You understand? We have it. We have the earnest of that inheritance. Now, until we're going to have it, until the redemption of the purchased possession. We are here. Sealed up. Can't backslide to the extent you're going to be out. Mm-mm. Merciful God will not let His people backslide. Some folks used to believe, and I guess some of them still do, you could just backslide right out of heaven. No. He's going to keep working on your old mind until you willfully praise and honor the Lord of glory, which is earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of His glory. Go back again where we started. That's what man created for. He said, wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation. That's what that song we sang a while ago. Open my eyes that I may see, and open my ears that I may see. Revelation in the knowledge of Him. We don't really need to know all these other things. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of His calling. And what the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints. This is Christ, Jesus Christ, inheritance. And what is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward who believe, according to the working of His mighty power, which He wrought in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and set Him at His own right hand in the heavenly places. There's that heavenly places again. Where do we sit? With Him. Far above all principalities and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world. You see what He's saying here once again? In this world too. Now. Right now. But also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under His feet, and gave Him to be the head over all things to the church. We've got the children. We've got those that Christ inherited. Now He brings it down, I believe, more so to our day, to the church. That's who this word's written to. You understand, this word wasn't written to everybody. This word is written to the saints and the faithful in Christ. That's who it's addressed to. It doesn't pertain to them others. You know the reason why? They don't have that wisdom and revelation that comes from the Holy Spirit. It must come from there. Oh, it's good to be adopted. In verse 23, he said, which is his body. Now we have a more perfect union with him. We're part of that. We're knit together. What? In love. Here and now. Which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. What else is there? He didn't mean anything. All in all. Yeah, it finishes up pretty good, doesn't it? Oh, the grace of God that has been shed upon us, that we might be adopted and receive the inheritance, both ours and his. It's all the inheritance given by God the Father.
J.T. asked a while ago what the Arminians do with scriptures like that. It is extremely difficult to understand how anyone can misunderstand such plain language. But several years ago, back along about 1979, when we were beginning to espouse these doctrines among the American Baptist Association people, they were denying the truths of these doctrines. And one of the proof texts that we were using was Acts 13:48. That says, and when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of the Lord, and as many as were ordained to eternal life believed. But they were turning that around, and they were saying, as many as believed were ordained to eternal life. And if they can take a plain passage of Scripture like that and turn it around to exactly the opposite, then why can't they do that with Ephesians chapter 1? And they do that with Ephesians chapter 1 and Romans chapter 9 and all the other multitudes of scriptures that are so plainly speak of the gift of that is grace that comes from the Lord Jesus Christ according to his good pleasure. Brother Gibb Johnson made the statement one time. He was preaching on Ephesians chapter 1, and he was telling of an experience that he had with a man that he was talking to about the grace of God and trying to explain to him, and he went to the first chapter of Ephesians to show him. And as they read that, the man says, but they don't say that. So Brother Gibbs says, you know, people have to work at not believing or misunderstanding that first chapter of Ephesians. And so it is. And I couldn't help but think in 1 John chapter 3, verse 1, behold, what manner of love the Father hath done what? Bestowed. Now, what does that word mean? It is absolutely a gift according to the good pleasure of His will. We know that we were sinners under the wrath of God, deservedly so. We confessed that. And consequently, it is our joy also to confess that we are saved to the glory and praise of God alone. Good beginning this morning for a new year.